There we go. Good morning. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Thanks for being with us on this whatever day it is today. We are still doing the show from our home studios, and I have lost all track of time.
Things are going well. Yes. Things are going well.
So I got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about we start off today's show, Dave, with some bad news?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Might as well just get it out of the way. So the coronavirus has, as you'd expect, I mean, claimed all kinds of jobs. And they claimed even more jobs recently at a Central Florida Chili's at the Orlando International Airport. The workers were called in. And look, at this point, I'm sure that you guys all know a lot of people like this. I certainly do as well, that are doing whatever their company asks for them because they want to keep their jobs. And so they were asked to come in and work to help to try to disinfect the entire restaurant. So they were disinfecting all the tabletops. They were moving the booths, scrubbing the floorboards, wiping down all the walls, bleaching everything, mopping some more. And then after they had cleaned, they were told that they'd been fired.
Oh, no.
At a Chili's in an airport?
So the Chili's servers thought the deep cleaning was in response to the coronavirus. Earlier in March, the airport announced the intensive cleaning of the entire airport, especially high touch point areas. Without customers or tips during that time, the servers were paid significantly less to clean than a non-tipped custodial worker would have made, which is about $8.46 an hour. Less than a week earlier, their bosses had assured them that their hours would be reduced, but no one would be laid off. Other restaurant employees at the airport food court are still on the job today, hoping their managers don't try to pull the same trick on them.
Oh, that is just dirty as hell. Also, shame on you, man. Like, shame on that manager. Like, that is, like, when I know things are not going great right now, but show some humanity.
You know what? I'm going to take it a step further. Shame on Chili's. Just shame on Chili's. I mean, for everything that you've ever done, Chili's, shame upon you.
For everything?
Except for the baby back ribs and that sweet-ass song that we got out of it.
That's right.
Yes. Chili's, all right. baby back ribs.
Is that the only reason we put any stories about chili in our show? Is just so we can sing that?
Yep. So this is some good news today. So obviously there's a lot of bad news going on in the world, but there's a lot of good news as well. And a man dubbed Pete the Generous, which, you know, like, it's a serious name when it's not Generous Pete, but it's Pete the Generous.
The Generous.
You know? It feels very medieval times, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, he has touched hundreds of hearts of out-of-work people in Melbourne, Australia, after he started handing out some of his wealth to people amid the coronavirus pandemic. Over the last few days, thousands of people have lined up at unemployment locations around the city. And Pete said that he started trembling after seeing the number of people. So the 62-year-old cafe owner rushed to his local bank and withdrew $10,000 in $100 notes and then headed to the line and started handing out $100 bills. I started at the back of the line and basically handed everyone a $100 note, he said. There were tears and disbelief. $100 is not a lot of money, but four or five bags of food meant a lot to the people that suddenly had lost their jobs.
I love that
so Generous.
Much.
Oh, my gosh. I have goosebumps everywhere right now. That is the best story ever. And I need more good feeling stories like this as we continue throughout the day. Please tell me there's more of the Pete the Generous.
My God, is that Pete the Generous coming over here? Oh, no, that's Pete the A-hole.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Pete the Airport Chili's manager.
So dick. Awful. All right. So now that we're into it, thanks for being with us today on this. It is Tuesday, right? It's Tuesday. Tuesday the 31st. We got a lot of stuff going on the show today, obviously. The Karen Chronicles are back. Cover Your Ears is making a return. And guys, we are playing against each other today in this installment of Cover Your Ears. Yeah. What'd you say to me? What'd you say to me, boy?
That's right. That's right.
All that is.
All that is.
Oh. Is that Mahoney the ass?
It's Top Stories! Here is what's making news.
So there is obviously, you know, unrest kind of around the world in a number of different places, but there is now a clearer picture of what exactly is going to happen. And while this certainly is not the sort of news that you would want to hear, it is helpful to know kind of when the experts think that this is going to peak. And what they're saying right now is that April 15th is going to be the worst day. So the modeling for this is predicting that about 2,200 Americans, almost 2,300 Americans, will likely die on April the 15th, and the pandemic will stretch past June as a whole, but the worst day around the country is coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, man.
I mean, normally,
normally
we're dreading April 15th for tax day, and they push that back, but, you know, this is one of those instances that you hope the experts are wrong, but it's probably not, right?
Well, right. I mean, like they're just sitting here doing all the modeling for it and what they think is most likely. Dr. Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, said on Sunday that the U.S. could experience between 100 to 200,000 deaths and millions of infections from the pandemic. The analyst also highlights the strain that's been placed on hospitals and the number of hospitalized patients expected to peak nationally by the second week of April. The good news is that it does appear that in the places where there's been significant social distancing, it has been working, and there is a flattening of the curve. But we're certainly not out of the woods just yet.
Of course not. And where I guess my mind goes in the next steps is, of course, we're flattening of the curve, which is exactly what we're supposed to be doing, like you said, Dave, by social distancing and self-quarantining and staying at home. But my next thought is, okay, but what are we going to do whenever we need to leave the house? What's the next step? Are we going to get a vaccine? Are we going to have preventatives at that point? When are we going to be allowed to leave? Flattening the curve is a lot, but the next step, I feel like, is incredibly important.
Well, what we have to do is what we're continuing to do right now is to continue to act like we are carriers, you know, be aware of where we're standing, what we're doing, what we're touching, you know, touching your face, what you're eating, you know, washing your hands. I mean, washing your hands is obviously going to continue to be key, you know, and luckily, you know, all the brightest minds in the world, you know, in the research and development department, you know, seem to be working on trying to find a vaccine for this. I read a report about Johnson & Johnson.
They just vowed to make 1 billion doses of the vaccine by 2021. They landed a $450 million U.S. government contract. Now, of course, we don't know what the vaccine is yet. However, you know, as far as mass scale and getting it out to the public, Johnson & Johnson would arguably be one of the best at it.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, from what I was reading is that they're using the base of their Ebola vaccine, and you know, so that's good news, you know, as well. So hopefully that's, you know, a good place for them to build upon and get this out there. But, you know, they say that this is going to be with us for a while. But if it's, you know, if we get to the point where, you know, the hospitals aren't flooded, you know, because you see those videos in New York and New York City, and you're just your heart breaks, you know, seeing everybody who is, you know, trying to get help and how overwhelmed everybody is in the healthcare industry there. You know, I think if we can slow everything down, and then we will get through this. You know, it can't all hit it all at once.
Yeah, another really good thing is, you remember we were talking about that pastor who had the packed church this weekend down in Florida and was talking about, I'll play the clip
Riverwalk
of him talking
church
about,
or whatever it was called.
Yeah, about how anyone that comes into his church is safe from the coronavirus. This is the same guy that claimed that he cured the Zika virus out of Florida and that anyone that comes into his church will be safe.
The Lord has helped us to secure our congregation. We brought in 13 machines that basically kill every virus in the place. And if somebody walks in the door, it's like it kills everything on them. If they sneeze, it shoots it down like at 100 miles an hour. It'll neutralize it in split seconds. So we have the most sterile building in... in, I don't know, the whole of America, but...
Yeah, so he went on and on and was talking about...
Yeah, so angry.
And just the way that he talks is so annoying. Well, they arrested his ass, so they actually locked him up for violating the order that there should be no gatherings of more than 10 people. So I'm sure that he feels pretty self-righteous right now, sitting in jail.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, guys, I did it. I shaved my head.
Message deleted.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're starting to hear more and more of these stories about people getting a little stir crazy and, you know, shaving their heads and everything else. Yeah.
So how did the conversation, Mahoney, go between you and your wife? Did you have to, like, ask her, beg her in order to get her to cut your hair? Because
no, my wife
husband
wanted
did the thing
to
the other day and asked me, and I refuse.
No, I didn't, like, I was just going to let my hair grow. I was going to grow out, like, you know, I mean, this was the perfect time to grow a man bun, and I feel like that's been stolen from me. But my wife was like, I'm cutting your hair today. I'm cutting your hair. And so she, like, basically, like.
Is that how she talks?
Yeah, she talks like
that. I'm cutting
like
your hair today,
I'm
like,
cutting your hair, son. Sit down.
like she's a prison guard.
Don't worry, even if you don't have the man bun, Mahoney, in many ways you are like a walking man bun.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Should I let my husband grow out a mullet?
Yes.
Let's give him in now.
Do you have any hair dye? Do you have any like blonde hair dye? Because you
give
know,
him
the,
I
give
do
him the Tiger King.
I do.
The Joe
I
Exotic.
Do.
Yes.
Give it to him.
I'm actually envisioning it, and he's going to be so stoked if I tell him he can do this later on today. He's only going to wear, he's going to ask me to bleach his hair for the rest of his life, and he only will show up with, like, American flag bandanas anywhere we go
and
now.
George,
I don't know if
please.
I can start
yes.
this.
Everywhere he goes, he just goes, here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
Leave a message after the tone.
You know there's a lot of people who are glued to their phones right now because there's nothing to do. I was in that category for like 3 days of my quarantine so far, but now I'm barely looking at my phone and it's amazing. I feel so much better and not 100% consumed by all the talk and info of the COVID-19.
Message deleted.
Same.
Well, you're trying to unplug, Audrey? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, okay. So during the week, it's a little hard because, I mean, I'm literally on air from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. So that's a little hard because trying to keep up with stuff and a lot of my information I get from my phone or from my computer. But pretty much from the moment I get out of work, and especially on the weekends, I have done my best or tried my best to put my phone like in a different room, turn it off, and like step away. Because when you're consuming yourself with all of this all day long, I have to detach at some point. Because it's just, I can't let all of the, well, we're getting more positive news. But like last week and the week before, I had to step away.
I'm not watching news. I'm reading my news. I mean, so I'm not putting, I haven't put my phone down one bit. You know, I've one of the things I did yesterday, it was, you know, nice day yesterday. So I went outside and was on my phone sitting outside for a while, which was odd when I was sitting outside, not smoking a cigar, did not feel natural.
Wait, you didn't smoke a cigar? You out of cigars?
Ran out. You
Wait,
ran what? Out.
No, I'm rationing the cigars. I've got like,
we're
at that
point now.
I've got like 10 left. So. You know, we'll see how this goes.
It's like one for every 3 days?
Something like that. But I will say, yeah, if you're not watching, like, I mean, the politics and the news and all that, like the briefings, it's just so much easier just to go and read it, you know, or listen to it, one or the other. I just can't watch it, you know. That's what just makes me.
Infuriating.
It gets me angry.
Yeah.
And I don't need to be any angrier than I already am.
I was going
to
say, which one makes you more angry, watching all of the pressers or knowing that you only have 10 more cigars left?
Knowing that I only have 10 cigars left.
Yeah, this isn't really a political thing. He's low on his nicotine right now, and he gets cranky. And you don't want to see him when he's cranky.
No, you don't.
Leave a message after the tone.
Yo, Mahoney. You know who I feel really bad for this time? Home burglars. They used to have so many opportunities back in the day. Now they're just like strippers, out of work and probably doing cam shows. That was a good one, right? Just wanted to tell you guys that.
Message deleted.
Doing cam shows. They're like, this is how you break into a house. First, you spread open the drapes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That would be breaking out of a house.
No, not necessarily. If the window was already open, you remember the scene from Home Alone when he stepped on all the little ornaments and stuff?
You got to move the bushes first.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You know, you'd think it would be pretty big news that the U.S. government is tracking some American cell phones to see how they move and spread the coronavirus. But the government across the United States are using cell phones of millions in the country to get a better understanding of how the virus is spreading. The federal government, through the CDC, state and local governments have started reviewing the data from the presence and movements of people from certain geographic areas using the cell phone data. The data comes from the mobile advertising industry. People familiar with the matter explained to the Wall Street Journal. So that's the problem with us giving up all of our rights to the Instagrams and the Facebooks of the world and Google Maps and all that stuff, is that they're already tracking us. And so there's not this big thing where they have to go through the courts and have, you know, the some federal judges or a circuit, a panel of judges, or the Supreme Court say, yeah, it's fine if you start tracking your citizens down to the very movements that they're making. No, it's just like we've already just waived all those rights to, so that way we can get targeted Instagram ads anyhow. So, yeah, they don't have to really do much about it. Great.
Cool. I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
So how do I turn? Do I just turn off my location or what?
No, none of that. They've proven that doesn't actually work when you turn off a location services. There's no way to not track, have your phone track you unless you leave your phone in your house.
Good.
I do want to. I do want to get to the point where one day, I don't know what the situation is going to be, but it'll be in dire straits, where I have my prepaid flip phone that I've been using to run
your
from
burner.
Whoever it is I'm running from.
Yeah.
And I take it and I snap it in half after an important call and I throw it.
On your, over your knee?
Yeah.
No, you
toss
just,
it.
It's got to be the clamshell ones. Yeah, yeah, the clamshell.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Which, are those making a comeback?
I'm looking forward to that one, too. You know, I don't think.
I think they kind of were at one point because, like, everybody was like, ooh, yeah, early, like, 90s or, like, late 90s, early 2000s nostalgia, whatever. And then I think people realize, like, flip phones are definitely very inferior to your iPhones.
I don't know how to get anywhere, so I need Google Maps.
Oh, 100%.
The only places I know how to get to are places that existed before Google Maps. Everything post-Google Maps, no idea how to get there.
No concept.
Zero.
So, speaking of telecommunications, Russia is pleading for people to stop sending memes about COVID-19. So memes are keeping people in good spirits, and they're important, but it's important to be responsible about what content we use online, because basically it's bogging down their telecommunications abilities, because so many Russians are sending funny COVID-19 memes. Is there a lot of funny COVID? I don't know.
The meme game's pretty on point right now.
Yeah.
But it's mostly due to Tiger King. And
true. Mostly in large cities, particularly Moscow, is where this is going on. But Russia has ordered a lockdown in a number of places around their country, and they're trying to keep people connected. And so the meme use is kind of throwing that off right now.
Yeah, you totally have seen all of the like me eating all of my quarantine snacks memes, and you know, just like not going outside and running, or me seeing the dog next door through my window. There's some pretty quality memes out there right now, but I feel like those are the things that are making us feel a little bit lighter in this situation. So don't send all the memes to Russia. Just send them to me.
So, you know, they've been talking about the internet slowing down. Obviously, this Russian telecommunications company is pleading with their people to stop sending memes. But does this do you guys feel like you're using that much more internet, or you're sending that many more texts or memes? Or I feel like it's pretty close to what I do on a regular day.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I got the little report from Apple about the screen time. Which, by the way, Apple, I never signed up. I don't want to know
don't
how
do
much
that.
Time. Don't do that.
But that's like a scale telling you how much you weigh when you didn't step on it.
Yeah, it's like surprise. Here's how much you weigh today. You're like, hey,
were you over or under?
I was actually down 25%, and
wow.
Maybe that's just because, I don't know, my daughters haven't been using and watching my phone. That's who I always blame it on, by the way. I don't know if you guys do that,
it's
too.
It's not you.
Yeah, no, it's my kids watching YouTube on my phone. That's what it is, yeah.
I'm down 20% from last week already at this point, but my daily average is still at 5 hours.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like five and a half hours. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm down 37%. Oh, I'm down 55%.
Really?
It just actually refreshed. 55.
Congratulations.
See, I was alive.
Look at what a lean.
Thank you.
What's your
name? I lost the whole person.
Do you have a speech ready for us?
I do. It took a lot of hard work.
Who'd you like to thank? Yeah, anyone? Your mom, and Jesus, Dan?
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Okay, but my daily average is 3 hours, so I'm not really cooking too much.
3 hours is, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, from like 16 hours, I'm sure.
Or is that like 3 hours already today?
No. It's like 18 minutes today or something. Yeah.
Cover your ears.
Cover Your Ears is a pretty simple game. These are all popular alternative songs that you've heard many times over the years, but they are covered by people on the internet and uploaded for whatever reason. Maybe the people think they're good. Maybe they're in on the joke. Who knows? Either way, we have these glorious cover songs, and today it is going to be Us Against Ourselves edition of Cover Your Ears. So we are going to be playing each one of these songs, and there's about 30 seconds to each one of the clips, with the exception of the third one that we're going to play today. That one is abbreviated, but we'll let the full 30 seconds play out and just sort of take it in, and then we'll try to figure out what they are. If one of us goes around and is unable to guess it, then they're going to be eliminated, and whoever is left standing at the end will be our champion today.
Oh, I got the nervous sweats.
Ian, yeah, you guys good?
I'm excited for this.
Have
I'm
you nervous. Noticed, Ian, if there are more bad covers being uploaded now that everybody's kind of at home and going stir crazy and feeling the need to be in front of a camera?
Mahoney, that is definitely the case. And people are really getting, how can I put this? They're getting some gusto when it comes to these covers now. They're songs I've never really heard covered. And now since the quarantine, people are attempting them. And it's crazy. And we're going to hear a couple of those today and cover your ears. Now, you guys don't know any of these songs. And also for the record, Dave has no idea either. He's the one playing the clips. I just sent him simply clip one, clip two, and clip three. So we're going to play the clip and we're going to go around. And if you know it, just say yes or no. And if you don't know it, get out of here, because this is Cover Your Ears, guys. I want you ready to play.
It is okay. Cutthroat, and so, yes, each one of these songs will let the full 30 seconds play out. There is no cheating today, Mahoney, like you normally
Nothing.
Do.
I never cheat.
Who's such a cheater?
All right, let's go.
All right, so here we go. Let's do it. Number one at Cover Your Ears. What have I
become? Know it.
My sweetest friend.
Yeah, I know it, too. Beautiful.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
So I am confident that I know it. Mahoney okay. is as well. Audrey, yep. do you think you
I'm
know
like
it today?
I'm like on the fence. I feel like I know it because I was kind of singing along with the song, but can I guess at least?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Audrey, what is your guess?
I'm so nervous. Is it Nine Inch Nails?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly
wow.
right. Yeah.
Nice. Thanks to Johnny Cash. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Johnny Cash also would have played, sure, yeah.
I feel like yes. that was the Johnny Cash version.
No, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Mahoney got that one really quick.
Cool.
Well, so I didn't know that we were yelling out that I know it. I mean, I think we knew it at the same point, but Mahoney just decided that he was going to start screaming that he knew.
Likely story. All right, so we're all still in this.
Okay, all yeah. still in.
Whoa, I'm here we so go. Sweaty. Oh, God.
On to number two. Here we go.
Look back at me. I see that I never really got it right. I never stopped to think of you.
No, it.
I was right from him, things I can't win. You are the antidote that gets me by. Some song I can draw.
Yeah, I know it too.
Hey, 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 we're meant to say, I'm sorry for the way I am. Never meant to be so cold. Never meant to be so cold.
So cold.
What I really meant to say is I'm sorry for the way I am. Never meant to be so cold. Never meant to be so cold.
Yeah, we all know that. That is crossfading cold, son.
Heck yeah, it was.
That was so bad.
Somebody got a drum machine for Christmas.
Yeah, that drum machine was awful.
Wait, I loved whenever he hit that high note so much.
Yeah,
I will say that took me a second though, like because I thought it was going to be something industrial with how fast that drum machine was going.
Like Daft Punk.
No, I thought it was like orgy or something. You know, I don't know.
Stabbing Westward.
Ministry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, so we are down to our. We're all doing pretty good here,
You're
guys.
All in?
Yeah, we're all in here, coming down to the last one. This one's only 15 seconds. So
yes.
Best
now
of
you
luck.
Need to get the song title and the artist for this song, guys.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Game face.
I know.
I have zero idea.
No idea.
Dave, you have no idea.
Can we get a replay?
Since I'm the only one who knows it, let me say what it is.
No. Let them guess.
They don't
them to guess.
Then you're
I mean, I literally have no idea.
Can we get one more replay? Can we get one more
replay? Yeah, it's only 15 seconds.
It's
yeah,
15 seconds.
Here we go.
This is so easy.
Seriously sounds like it's on top of a Cotton Eye Joe bed. I've got no clue.
Okay.
The music is throwing me off so hard. I have no idea either. No idea.
Mahoney, give it to him.
That's what it is. It's Redneck's Cotton Eye Joe.
Nice! Mahoney for the win!
Wait, and I got it right here too!
You wouldn't have got the band.
I had that on the beat, man.
Man, I got a half point.
Can I be second winner? I don't like losing.
The Findlay Chevrolet Studio. This is the David Mahoney
Morning Show on X107.5. Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's a lot of companies around the country that are making cuts right now, and Gannett, which is the company that owns USA Today, is doing the same thing. A memo from the chief executive, his name is Paul, said that he is going to forego his salary and the executive team would take a 25% pay cut as part of the belt tightening. Our plan is to minimize long-term damage to the business by implementing a combination of furloughs and pay reductions. By choosing a collective sacrifice, we can keep our staff intact, reduce our cost structure, deliver to our readers and clients, and be ready to emerge strong and with opportunity to grow when this crisis passes. The Florida Times Union, one of the dailies in the group, said a separate memo out of their staff, and they indicated reporters and editors who earn $38,000 annually will be scheduled to take an unpaid week off on a rotating basis. But I do like how a lot of these companies, it starts with the CEO. And yes. I really like it when they go, I'm going to forego my salary and all of my bonus incentives, because a lot of times what happens is the companies, the CEO will go, oh, I'm not going to take a salary, and then we're going to fire all these other people, and then I'm still going to hit my bonus, which is actually far greater than my salary anyhow, or there's all these stock options or whatever. Yeah, go ahead.
The reason they take those stock options is because they get taxed less on it. You get long-term capital gains over after 2 years, and you only pay 15% instead of 30 or 35%. So it's just another way of them making more money. So some of these guys who are foregoing those bonuses, foregoing the stock options, that's when you know it's, like, real. That's a real, I'm not taking a salary type of, and not just some phony PR ploy. You know, we're going to see media all across the board. We're going to see newspapers. We're going to see print. We're going to see online. There's going to be a lot of layoffs. Radio as well. A lot of furloughs there already happening with iHeart. So it's an interesting time to see what's happening in the media, which the thing that kind of sucks is that we kind of need to know what's going on right now, because this is when, like, a lot of the crazy stuff that the governments around the world like to slide stuff in and make things happen when everybody else is all consumed with, you know, the pandemic that's sweeping the world. This is when, like, some real dirty stuff goes down, much like the Patriot Act shortly thereafter 9/11.
Well, was it Hungary that I was reading about yesterday or the day before? I can't remember, but I think it's Hungary that basically just the guy who's running the country, the president, just took essentially dictatorship of the, like, they're postponing all elections and he has total power at all times, you know, and it's like under the guise of, oh, we just want to, you know, get things right for our people because the coronavirus pandemic. And you're like, no, like, this is just a power grab, man. Like, we all see what you're doing.
Also, Hungary is spelled different than actually being hungry. Today I learned.
Wait, really?
It's
Hungary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did know.
Oh, yeah.
I,
yeah. Hungary.
And also, you have to be careful when you search Hungary because that's a whole different rabbit hole to go down. What is he even
this
doing?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Boy.
We have a lot of time on our hands.
We're done.
You have plenty of time to Google Hungary. Hungary, the country, and Hungary. Enjoy your Tuesday, my friends.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So how is it in this time of social distancing that you have quickly realized that the person that you live with is way smarter than you? Maybe it's your kid. Maybe it's somebody like your spouse that you live with. Maybe it's just your pet. That you've realized, hey, they are way smarter than me. You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Shay said, I was doing math sheets with my fifth grader. We had a race off on basic math. I beat him until it came to ... subtraction. LOL.
Oh.
Oh.
It's usually
math is hard. Fifth grade math is really hard.
It's a tough one.
Mahoney, we all know that your wife is significantly smarter than you. Ian, do you think that you're smarter than your girlfriend or that she's smarter than you?
Oh, no, I am the smart one in the household, hands down. She's very good looking, don't get me wrong, but I am the brains of the operation.
And how dare you, Dave? I am the one who knows how to operate the TV in this relationship.
Operate the TV? What are you talking about?
Like, she doesn't know about the auxiliary inputs.
Well, that's because you set it
those
all
are
up.
Hard. Those are hard.
And also, that's something that I don't feel like she would have a problem learning. I feel like that's just such a simple thing that she can give to you, and you're so proud of yourself for knowing
the TV.
That, oh, you don't know what an HDMI
is,
huh?
And I know how to use cords.
I do. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I sure do. Plug it in. Turn it on. Repeat.
Treasure said, my son is a YouTube celebrity. We all live together, but him and his dad have been doing a channel. His dad is like, we didn't think anyone that would like it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but my kid just plays video games. His dad films it, and that's it. That's all, and people love it. It's so dumb to me. I don't get it. But my son, he makes a little over $100 a month right now. I had no idea.
Oh, wow. We need a link. Yeah. I'm interested. I'm invested.
You really want to watch somebody else streaming video games?
I mean, I already do. It's my day-to-day with my husband. Might as well tack on another person. I got the time.
Why don't you start filming your husband? Why don't you get him on that train, you know? Like, learn from this.
I actually suggested it because I'm like, dude, we can I feel like I'm like a dance mom. I'm like, dude, we can actually like make money off of you doing this for 12 hours a day at this point. He's like, "No, I'm not that good." I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah, and then you give him that Joe Exotic mullet, and people are gonna be like, is that a cam boy you're filming over there? Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Our brand. Cha-ching. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Fringe everything.
I honestly think we've got like a something fringe in the closet somewhere.
Jake said, "Yeah, I realized that I don't know how to do anything, and I was required to do one of those Zoom conference calls for work." And for some reason, downloading an app was a little too complicated for me. My 11-year-old had it set up in about 32 seconds. My man.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Did you notice when we were doing the virtual happy hour for your wife the other day, Dave, for your for her birthday, which ones of our friends didn't know how to work Zoom and which ones did?
Sure did.
Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is it for you that made you realize that the person or persons that you live with during this time are just far, far smarter than you? Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's your significant other. Dan said, my kids are always smarter than me. They have learned how to manipulate me during this crisis, and I am powerless.
Have you been experiencing any of that with your, I mean, the one-year-old's too young to manipulate, but the four-year-old is, you know, right on that cusp.
Oh, yeah, she knows what she's doing. She fully knows what she's doing.
What is she making you do on a regular basis that you know that you're getting manipulated into?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I like playing games with them, but we have this one game that's like we did it for St. Patrick's Day where I hid like little things around the backyard, and we did like a little scavenger hunt, and I just called it the Luck of the Irish because that's the first thing I thought of. And now every day, like four times a day, she's like, Dada, let's just play Luck of the Irish. I'll just hide a couple of things. And then she ropes me into like this 7-hour scavenger hunt. And I'm just like, oh, God.
See, you gotta turn that around on her, man. Like, hide something and then just like, there's four things and only put three things out there. So she's searching for that fourth thing for like four days.
So you're the dad who's going to play hide and seek and wait, tell your kid to go hide and then just sit down and watch a football game.
Yep.
If there was only football on.
Yeah, if only. Just watch a classic football game. This one, when I told my, got texted over to us, 73100, when I told my 9-year-old daughter that her school is closed for the rest of the year and that she would have to do homeschool, she started crying hysterically because she was going to miss her teacher and all the great things that she was going to learn the rest of the year. She was also crying and saying that she wanted to take the state tests. Definitely a better student than I ever could have been.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, because we were like 2 weeks away from, you know, the testing that was getting ready to go on. So, you know, and obviously the lead up to that is very important, and they're buckling down for that. But, man, remember this as an adult or as her dad, that when she's like a senior and she's wanting to skip school all the time, you're like, you remember when you cried when they canceled school for like 6 months? Right.
Oh, this one's great. Mindy said, I also have been having to do those from-home video conference calls, and I didn't realize that my camera was on while I was sitting there in only a bra and my pants. I had sweatpants and a bra on, and luckily my daughter came in and quickly rectified the situation for me. I get why nobody at the office told her.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Secondhand embarrassment, straight to the floor. I mean, what do? You just go like, hey, girl. You got your boobies out.
Put your boobies away, lady.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So how did you realize that your significant other or your kid or whoever it is that you live with is way smarter than you during this whole time that everyone is on lockdown? This one makes a lot of sense. Never a doubt in my mind. This one coming from Paul. He said, my wife is a ER doctor, and she has been working her tail off. She's clearly always been smarter, but man, has she showed how much better of a work ethic she has than me as I sit at home and do nothing.
See, but here's the thing is, thank you so much, first of all, to your ER wife and her, you know, putting herself in harm's way basically every single day with COVID-19. Thank you so much. But at the same time, we are all just stuck at home, primarily, pretty much, like a lot of us are. So don't beat yourself up over that either. Like,
it makes it a lot worse than it's like when both of you are stuck at home doing nothing than when somebody is out, like, literally risking their lives every day.
Yeah. True.
True. We may be dumb and they may be way smarter than us, but at least, you know, we're smart enough to know to do our part and stay our ass home. Yeah. You know, like, that's what, like, you know, so don't feel bad about that, my friend. You're doing your part.
You are doing your part.
And also, Paul, turns out you're a pretty smart guy if you married an ER doctor wife. Good for them. Those paychecks never stop.
You gotta start doing crunches, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. Trophies don't get fat, Paul. Melissa said, fractions. Who remembers fractions? I sure don't. I'm over here trying to help my daughter with her math, and she tells me, Mom, that's not how you do it. Fractions.
I'm pretty good at fractions. Yeah. I'm pretty good at fractions. That's one of the few things. Decimals, on the other hand, like, I can't do decimals. But fractions are way easier to multiply.
That was awful. No way. All of it's bad. And I'm even married to somebody who teaches it every single day, and I still can't get it. I'm like, I guess I told you guys the other day when I was trying to make like waffles or something. I was like, what's 2/3 + 2/3, honey?
But why in America, like, why are we so anti-metric system, though? Because the metric system, when it comes to, like, measuring in every sense of the word, like volume and distance and all that, makes so much more sense than miles and
America.
Feet and yards and liter, or, well, not liters, but, like, you go, like, gallons versus cups. Like, who knows how many cups are in a gallon? I know how many milliliters are in a liter.
I think 8 cups are in a gallon. No.
No, way more than that.
16?
16.
I thought that was ounces in a pound.
16 ounces in a pound, yes. How many cups in a gallon?
Guys, what there's we're doing four, right now
wait,
is...
Wait, no, we're right. We're right. There's so yeah, yeah, one yeah, yeah. gallon is 16 cups.
16 cups, yeah. So what's happening right now
is... 4 cups is a quart.
Everyone that's listening to this right now can at least find some solace in knowing that they're smarter than all of our dumbasses.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But why is teaspoon and tablespoon so damn close and they look like the same on the stupid little key ring?
Oh, God, it's the worst. Don't make cookies and mess the table, one up. Tablespoon's
just the big one. It's the big one.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, right now, on TLC, I'm watching a show with my wife that is people watching TV. If I'm watching TV, watching people watching TV, this is, help me.
Message deleted.
It's just interactive. It's like when you watch an adult movie with your significant other while you're getting it on, right? I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't.
Whatever you have to tell yourself, Dave.
You're just watching other people doing what you're doing. It's just, it's
oh, true, true. It's community. Inception.
Yeah, community
it's sex
activity.
Inception. Sex.
So this isn't even an original idea. Over in the UK, I remember getting turned on to a show called Google Box, which was basically people watching people watch TV, and then they like cut to different ones and they talk about what's going on. And then there's another one called like watching. But I mean, that's where we've devolved to, because it's like we get to the point where it's like we love watching. Like, if you think about, like, I look at my Facebook feed or my Instagram feed, and it's like people eating. Like, one of my favorite things is watching people, or is watching the El Presidente do the pizza reviews for Barstool. Yeah. I love that, and it's like all it is just a dude eating pizza.
Sure, that's the one you're watching. It's definitely not
you
the
into ASMR.
Yeah, the attractive chicks eating.
Crab legs? No. Hell yeah, I'm all about that.
Crab legs.
Ew, it is. Why is it always crab legs?
I got a question. Is showering like a thing of the past now? Like, no one has to do it anymore, but, you know, I think we owe it to ourselves and to our self-worth to start taking showers. Keep it fresh, guys. Keep it fresh.
Message deleted.
Okay, let's go around the room. When's the last time that you showered, Mahoney?
Yesterday.
What time yesterday?
Yeah, I showered yesterday at probably like 1 in the afternoon.
All right, so you're coming up on 24 hours of ripeness.
If under 48 hours is fine. Yeah. And I would say under 72 hours in the circumstances that we're in right now, because like how many steps did I took like 20 steps yesterday. So it's like it's not like I'm working up a sweat.
You took how many steps? 200?
Yeah, something like that.
Huh. Ian, walked last time you showered?
Last time I showered was a day and a half ago. I had a midday shower. But I'm feeling fine. I'm deodorizing. I think I smelled okay. So I'm not worrying about it.
Audrey?
About a week ago. No, I'm just kidding. I showered last night, but during that commercial break, I definitely put more deodorant on and perfume to make me feel like a real person. So...
I put deodorant on this morning as well.
I'm the only one that actually showered this morning, huh?
Yeah. I mean, why were you showering this morning?
I shower every morning. That's part of my routine. It's the only thing that wakes me up.
You're such a routine
person. Yeah, man.
I'm surprised you're not eating your same breakfast.
Well, it's true. I've thought about it. But, like, that doesn't make me abnormal to shower in the morning. All you gross,
when you're working from home.
Crusty people.
I'm not crusty.
Nobody's around, man. Nasty. Like, it doesn't matter right now.
I
will say, though. I feel like I hit a point where I needed just like a little like pick me up, you know, like that's what I feel like a nice warm shower will do. So that's why I don't abuse that, Dave, especially in these times.
I don't know about that. Showering totally feels like a chore. After the tone.
So you're all at home right now because of this whole thing. But are any of you actually doing any work? Super curious. Just because I'm at home now and actually have more work now because of my position, and it's just a little overwhelming, and I just wanted to see, you know, the consensus out there, that's, you know, just see how everyone's doing. But I guess I know people who are not doing anything at all. So, like I said, just want to get the feel of the world, so to speak. Hope everyone's being safe.
Message deleted.
Mahoney, did you just knowingly agree that there's more work to do now because
absolutely. I'm
you're
working
at home?
Way more right now at home than I was from the actual studio and from the station, because now it's like every like little simple thing that like we could just talk to our boss about becomes 10 emails and 2 calls, or you know, 30 emails and 14 calls, and then you got to jump on the Zoom and all sorts of it, everything is just all messed up. And hey, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. I'm certainly not, but I am working much harder from home than I would be if we were able to be in the station.
Ah.
Huh.
Putting in the work. Putting in the long hours.
You working harder, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm burning the candle at both ends.
By answering emails.
Yeah, man. Like, there's nothing worse than answering. Who wants to email all day?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, not great news. The number of COVID-19 cases in Nevada has surpassed 1,000. As we know, it is probably far, far, far higher than that. That's just the number of people that have been able to get tested. So, the number of people tested for the coronavirus has only hit 11,215. So, that basically means that 1 in 11 people have tested positive. Private test companies have overtaken the state labs in performing tests, with LabCorp leading the way with 3,200 tests performed. But, yeah, I mean, Las Vegas is definitely hard hit by this right now. There have been a handful of deaths as well. And the prediction for nationwide is where we sit with the prediction for our local situation as well with COVID-19, that April 15th is going to be the peak for this.
Ugh. And did they actually come out and say that they are going to be pushing schools back as well? Because I know that obviously, you know, social distancing from the president said until the 30th of April. But I don't think that I've heard anything. Mahoney, have you heard anything about whether or not schools are going to be pushed back?
The last day that I heard is that it's going to the 16th. So April 16th, as of right now.
Right? Yeah, so
which is weird because it's like in the middle. It's right in the middle of the week. You know,
right,
so, yeah, that's why I thought it was the 17th. Now it's the 16th as of right now. So we're going to wait to hear from Governor Sisolak, and then maybe we'll hear from Superintendent Jara. But there's obviously a lot of stuff still up in the air. But I imagine if social distancing is supposed to continue through the end of the month, we will see schools probably get pushed back that far as well.
City of Las Vegas is closing the playgrounds at parks at the governor's urging. So the city of Las Vegas said the parks are going to remain open, but the playgrounds themselves are closed. And that makes sense. I mean, I took the kids to a park a couple of weekends ago, and of course they wanted to go on the playground. We're just like, you know, like just seems like there's like when does that stuff ever get cleaned? You know,
it's when just, it rains.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's that's like washing your car when it rains. You know, it's like it's not really a wash, but it's water on it.
Yeah. So not mad that they're able to do that right now. And it seems like a necessary thing. Marijuana deliveries skyrocketing in Las Vegas during the coronavirus crisis. So before the outbreak, Thrive Cannabis in North Vegas was making about a dozen deliveries a day. But with dispensaries only permitted to offer delivery service after non-essential businesses were ordered closed, they're making several hundred deliveries a day. So you're talking about 20 times what they were doing previously, and they're not the only ones. So Blackbird Go has a delivery service which operates in Nevada and California, and a spokesperson said the increased demand has pushed normal delivery time from a couple of hours to up to 36 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Ian, you were in line to pick up marijuana the other day, and you said it took how long?
It was an hour and a half, but it was a well-oiled machine, though. There had to be at least 70 cars in that parking lot just waiting to get into the drive-thru, but they got us through as quick as possible. My order was correct, my change was correct and everything, and I got my product, so I can't complain. I just don't want the delivery because, again, 36-hour window, that's huge. And sometimes, you know, the wires get crossed and deliveries get lost. I don't want that happening to me in my week.
You weren't taking any chances when it comes to something that important for you.
That exactly.
Of course not.
That I hold near and dear to my heart and lungs. Yes.
How much weed did you buy, if you're going to be honest? Like, did you buy enough, like how I've gone to the grocery store, like, I don't need to go for like 3 weeks. Is that, did you buy 3 weeks worth? How much did you buy?
Yeah, I bought about 3 weeks to a month's worth. I have I have about an ounce. So I'm sitting pretty right now with my marijuana. I'm all good.
So individual donations are surging because the Las Vegas blood drives have been canceled because, you know, you can't really get together a big group of people for a blood drive. And we've seen this before, obviously, with what happened on 1 October. There was you know, tragedy, and the city really stepped up, and this is no different. So appointment only, healthy people throughout Las Vegas are still stepping up to give blood, and we would encourage that to continue because there's been a huge shortage, not just in Las Vegas, but around the country, because the blood banks really count on a lot of these blood drives that happen by different groups annually, et cetera, to help fuel the blood supply. And with those all going away basically simultaneously, it's been a huge problem for them. But the city of Las Vegas individuals are making appointments. And again, we would encourage you to do the exact same thing if you're able to, because a lot of people need blood right now. And it's a scary time to just go out and do anything. But people have been stepping up and going out and donating. So it's great.
Well, and you got to think about this. Just because everything is shut down, you know, it doesn't mean that accidents don't happen. You know, car accidents are still happening. Accidents around the house. And obviously there is a huge need for blood. So if you are healthy, if you can get out, please do so.
And once again, the people of Las Vegas just proving that they are the best in the world.
Well, you're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So this is some good news. Stephon Marbury, who used to play for the Knicks and then actually went over to China and was a huge star in the Chinese Basketball Association, told the Post that he has made arrangements with a mask supplier out of China, basically leveraging his celebrity over there, for 10 million masks at cost. And, you know, he obviously has ties to New York and everything that's going on there. This story was reported by the Post. They're charging about $7.50 a piece for these N95 masks at retail. He said that he has negotiated it where they will sell them at $2.75 each, which is a huge, huge savings. Absolutely. And leveraging his celebrity to do it. So nicely done, Stephon.
I like
really,
that.
Really,
you know,
really strong.
He is beloved in China. Like, they have statues of Stephon Marbury over there in China. And, you know, obviously, you know how China is. It's a, you know, it's not a huge, they're not huge on Western culture, but Stephon has transcended that. And his shoes over in China still sell like crazy. Do you remember the Starberries back in the day? Do you remember those?
Yeah,
and he sold them.
And
they sold them super cheap, too. And that's one of the things I loved about it. Like, I mean, you can find his shoes. Like, the Starberry 3s are on sale. You can buy them right now for $14. The fact that he always tried to make them, like, and that's not even the most or the cheapest one. He's got shoes on his site for $11. He always tried to make it very affordable and wanted a shoe that, like, you know, when Jordans came out, you know, what was it, 30-plus years ago, they were still super expensive. He wanted that, like, to be the anti-Jordan and have that affordable shoe that everybody could afford. And so I really like Stephon. He's led an interesting life, and the fact that he's been able to negotiate that to help out New York City, I love that so much more as well. And it's just you know, I like stories like this from professional athletes. You know, these are the stories that we need to hear.
So cops want to crack the case of the disappearance of Carol Baskin's husband. If you watched the whole Joe Exotic saga with Tiger King on Netflix. Yeah, I think that this whole documentary is going to be really bad for her. She came across as really, really unlikable, very smug. And yeah, definitely, I think you could classify her as a villain. So they're saying that they want to figure out exactly what happened to this guy. He disappeared, keep in mind, back in 1997. Last seen August 18th, 1997. Still an active cold case, but now that you've basically turned everyone on to the backstory of these two, I think that, yeah, there's going to be some digging going on, not just by the detectives, but also by the public, and I'll be curious to see what they come up with.
Well, we were just talking about that Jeff Lowe douchebag here, you know, who was in Las Vegas, you know, and, what'd you call him, Admiral Affliction? Pretty funny. So they're still operating the zoo down there in Oklahoma. They're calling it the Oklahoma Zoo now. Mm-hmm. It is pretty bizarre. There has to be a follow-up, because I feel like it's all just going to get even more crazy, because even in the time that, you know, the week and a half that it's been out, we found out all so much more about all of these big cat owners.
Well, so he actually wanted to open up an attraction in downtown Las Vegas, right there at Pawn Plaza, where they have the, you know, the gold and silver pawn shop. And so it was going to be on the second level of that, I guess. And so he wanted to have an encounter there where he could go in and play with all these tigers and everything else. But as Ian, he did some digging, he found out that he still has multiple warrants in Las Vegas. So that is unlikely to be happening at this time.
Yeah. He actually has a couple of active warrants still out for his arrest in numerous places. So, again, yeah, King Douche for Mr. Lowe.
And so, like I said, still somehow he still came out worse than Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin, yeah. I would say the number two douchiest on the show, but Jeff Lowe, by far, the douchiest of the douche on Tiger King.
Absolutely. You get the award for Douche King on Tiger King, Jeff Lowe. Congratulations.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
I wish Affliction would send Jeff Lowe a cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
Please stop. Please stop wearing our clothes.
You are ruining our brand somehow at this point.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
So there's a lot of people that are cooped up, and that drives some people crazy. On social media, you probably have the most connection with people because, you know, not allowed to really hang out with other people, at least in any numbers right now, and that's okay. But what have you seen with people kind of melting down on social media? Like, I'm sure that we've all seen the inspiring multiple people suddenly becoming fitness trainers from their living room, and look at all my workouts that I'm doing. Let me tell you exactly, like, there is a 0% chance that anyone's like, oh, here's a 15-second story with a 22-step workout. Let me screenshot it and do exactly what this person did. I mean, I get that you're bored, but I don't need it. I don't need you to tag me in a push-up challenge, and I certainly don't need your step-by-step workouts that you're posting.
Oh, but some people are kind of living for those right now, though. Truly. I feel like I'm seeing a lot of the thirst trap videos, though, or even I actually saw one of my friends the other day kind of like was like half naked on her couch doing the thirst trap that way. And then
wait, was this a leather
posted,
couch?
This was definitely not a leather couch.
And she was using a very, very
fuzzy blanket as well. But then fast forward to today, and she posted a video saying me flirting with one guy, sending my number to another guy during quarantine, knowing that nobody can come to my house. So she is thirst trapping left and right.
Like, what? Can you explain to me, though, what is the point of that, though? Like, I mean, I can't, like... I get why guys, we throw it out there because trying to get laid constantly, but what is, like, the end game if you, like, are purposely, like, doing that to...
Attention.
These people are all thirsty for attention.
But then I feel like these are the same people who turn around and immediately go, like, why are people giving me attention? You know, it's
right,
the,
so they'll get
which
more
is also
attention.
Attention
yes.
play.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's just...
Same reason why chicks post... pictures of their booty cheeks on Instagram and then go, why am I getting so many DMs from so many creepos?
Stop hitting on these weirdos.
It is for themselves. I get it. They want to have some self-empowerment or whatever, but at the same time, we can all agree it's for attention.
See, when I take pictures for myself, my own personal new collection that I have, you know, I don't post them all. No. These are just the nudes of me, like, you know, the statue of David. I like to recreate famous photos. The Venus de Milo with my man boobs and no arms.
And just
not because I don't
Pop-Tart.
Have arms, just got no Venus, muscles right? in my biceps.
I just can see you literally just kind of like doing the Captain Morgan eating a Pop Tart, totally butt naked.
Oh, that's right. That's my dream. My wife's a lucky woman.
1 foot on a Peloton bike.
Can't get it out because the clip-in won't come out.
Honestly, though, have you guys seen any? We did.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right.
Have you guys seen anybody who's been thirst trapping, though, or just doing anything extreme?
Well, so we got this one here from Robert. He said that my nephew, who lives in rural Indiana, for whatever reason, is still one of those kids that's into backyard wrestling.
Sure
enough, he went flying off the house and broke his leg in three places and ended up in the ER at the worst time to end up in the ER.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what have you seen on social media with people kind of melting down? You know, everyone is, you know, socially distancing right now. At least I hope everyone is being responsible. But this one here from Randy. He said, yeah, social distancing, definitely a thing for me and my family. In fact, it's been kind of frustrating because I had to postpone my wedding and honeymoon. And so when I see family members that live in Tennessee, that's where most of my family lives, just going out and about and doing their normal things, it is infuriating to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can only imagine, like, and this is why it's going to continue to go on longer and longer and longer. Do we know anybody? Like, I obviously, I've stopped getting invited to weddings because I've made it pretty clear where I stand on most going to weddings. But do we know anybody whose weddings have been postponed? And are they getting their deposits back?
Well, so I have one friend that had his wedding, I mean, obviously just full-on canceled because of what happened, but he said that he was the sucker who actually bought wedding insurance. And so I'm like, man, did you really? Wow. Good for you. What a total luck box that guy is to have bought that.
My friend is having actually my sister-in-law and one of my best friends have back-to-back weddings, like back-to-back wedding weekends in September. And one of them is thinking about postponing even that far in advance because she's in the service industry and March Madness being from and living in the city of, you know, Lexington where the University of Kentucky is, it's massive money during March Madness and during the NCAA tournaments. And she's really banking on all of that money being able to help her, you know, pay for her wedding. And now she doesn't have that source of income and she currently is unemployed. So that part of it is probably where she's kind of gearing towards.
Just elope at that point, right?
I know. And she actually is kind of thinking of doing that at this point because
save the money.
Save the money, and they want to get a new house and do all of this other stuff later on in, you know, 2021, you know, prepping for that far in advance. But I mean, I think that as we inch towards, you know, the summer weddings, I think there's a lot of people who are just holding on hope of maybe we'll be okay by this point. And I kind of would be really interested to see if, you know, some people are even willing to come to the weddings at this close, even May.
Let me ask you this. When do we think that, like, the wedding, like, industry got out of control? Was that our generation? Was it, like, millennials and Generation X that kind of started that?
Yeah, because you think about, you know, like,
you're
parents' weddings. Yeah, but
I was born in 1981. I am not a millennial.
Right on the cusp, right on the cusp. But, yeah, I mean, you think about, at least from all the weddings that I saw, certainly from my grandparents as well as my parents, there was never, like, this. I mean, it was almost like the social media era, right? Because then all of a sudden it became a competition. Before, it just used to be like you and your close friends. And ever since social media has become more predominant and everyone's sharing everything and really, you know, everyone has video cameras and high-definition movie studios in their pocket, that's when it really spiraled out of control because that's when people started to compete. And that has become really exhausting because weddings are already a total ripoff.
I just don't understand why you, like, if you, like, I hope your friend Audrey does go in a little, because if you don't have the money, why, like, for a day, just go take good pictures and make sure, make it look good. But why put yourself in such a, like, behind a big, you know, put a big economic burden on you to have a day?
100% agree. If you don't have the money, then don't feel the pressure in order to do it in a year's time span. But I will say, being a woman, one of the things that we grow up playing is house. One of the things we grow up doing is doing these, you know, fake fun, like cute little, you know,
fake weddings.
Fake weddings and tea parties.
Yeah, I grew
with
up pretending I was a barbarian and a knight. That didn't happen.
That turned out great. What are you talking about? You
are
the world's most effective white knight. Here comes Mahoney.
There he is. The Pop Tart.
Sure, Mahoney.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Wait, real talk. Did you just take another bite of your Pop-Tart? Like, you couldn't wait until we were done doing that break to take another bite of your Pop-Tart?
I thought we were done with the White Knight music.
You're sitting there going, Sir Mahoney, as you're chewing away on your Pop-Tart. Come on, man.
You said play the White Knight music, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you seen people melting down on social media? I mean, it's a stressful time for a lot of people. They're cooped up and they're doing strange things. How about this? My sister, who lives in upstate New York, decided that she was going to shave all of her hair off. I currently live on the West Coast, and I watched her shave it all off Britney Spears style.
Oh no, that's a straight meltdown.
Oh, man,
I don't
tough.
Mean to laugh, but that is like, I mean, whenever she probably got finished with it, I mean, some girls look really good with the shaved heads and they kind of pull it off in that like pop punk girl, like grunge thing or whatever. But for the most part, we have some weird shaped heads out there, y'all. Don't go do
that. Well, yeah, I think it's the same with guys and girls, right? Like some people look really good with a shaved head and then some just don't. And unfortunately, once you do it, you can't take it back. The reason why you just see it so much more commonly on guys is because many of them just don't have a choice, right?
Yeah, there we go, right. Bald. Yeah.
The hair's falling out, so it is what it is.
You gotta make a choice, yeah. There's a choice that needs to be made, and you know, I've shaved my head plenty of times, and that's why I will not be the old bald guy. I will 100% get either a rug or all the implants,
Please get a rug. Oh my God, you with the toupee.
They actually look pretty good. I would say, you know, like.
So you've been checking them out, huh?
We've got a couple friends who my a wife just cut my hair the other day. She said my hair's not falling out, so it's fine.
Of course she's lying to you. She also tells that your junk is big.
She don't tell me that.
There's limits to the lies.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Somebody's talking about the whole cancel wedding thing. My best friend and wife in Los Angeles had to cancel their baby shower that was supposed to be this last Saturday. He's got thousands of dollars of all that knick-knack stuff that's supposed to be made for that special occasion. So kind of a bummer. They got most of their money back from the place where they were going to have it, but all that other stuff is just wasted.
Oh, that's a bummer. No. Yeah.
You do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
Oh, do you guys remember the good old days where you used to go out in public and have to deal with Karens? Even that seems welcome right now, doesn't it? Like just going out and having to deal with somebody yelling at a manager, but... yes, even in difficult times, there are hilarious reviews out there that make us pine for the days of a woman with a Kate Gosselin-like haircut screaming to talk to the manager. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of reviews from Karens, and we also have a Darren in there today as well, which is the male equivalent of a Karen. First, it's going to take us to Springfield, Missouri, and Bowie Korean Barbecue, which has good reviews all the way around, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Sherry B. said 5 out of 5 stars. It was fun. The hubby and I had a great time. Love the ambiance, side dishes, all delicious. Richard J., 5 out of 5 stars. First time eating here. Food was absolutely delicious. I would recommend it to anyone who loves Korean food. Karen V. has a bit of a different take. She says 1 out of 5 stars. This is the kind of place that thinks it's so special and important that they can treat customers with disdain. Like, you can't even order what you want. You must coordinate with your table so you're all getting the same thing, either all hot pot or all barbecue. And I tell you what, that's insulting. Like, the other notice on your table saying there's a 2-hour dining limit, blah, blah, blah. And the music is dance club loud. But that's our vibe on top of that. Also, no forks. There are tons of restaurants that understand they're not serving dinner in a prison yard. The word is hospitality.
I mean, I will agree with her about the loud music.
Yeah.
I will. You do, you know, even occasionally a blind Karen finds a nut.
Are you a... Oh, boy. This next one is...
Is that even an expression?
Well, a blind squint's a nut, but a blind Karen finding... Yeah, it's probably the first time those words have ever been said.
Same, but different.
This next one is our lone Darren for the day, and he is reviewing a Holiday Inn in Fairmont, Minnesota. 4 out of 5 stars. Robert R. said 5 out of 5. Great hotel, great amenities and staff. It's a great hotel for the family, and it has a pool. Max C. said 5 out of 5 stars. Clean hotel with excellent layout for gatherings. Darren S. said 1 out of 5 stars. So I thought the girl at the front desk was cute. So I gave her my number with a note saying, call me. Next thing I know, I get her manager giving me a ration of crap saying what I did was fraternization. That's fine. She's married. That's what all the women have to say. I hope you're reading this. Last time I checked, I live in America. If you're going to get butthurt every time somebody is trying to flatter you or give you a compliment, get the fudge out. No, I will not stay here again unless I get a freaking apology. No reason at all to make me feel like that. I'll be waiting for that apology.
That's a joke, right? That's a total joke.
Oh, man. Really,
he's
really wish
he
was.
Yeah.
Don't be a creep. And don't hit on the people who are working, man. Like, that is just that is just courtesy 101.
And also,
but this is America.
If all of the women tell you that they're married, it's probably you. It's probably you.
Just or maybe they're all married.
Yeah, also, there's an indicator for most people in America. They'll wear a wedding ring on their left ring finger, which is a pretty good indication as to whether or not they're married.
That's the second one from the pinky, Dave. The next one from the pinky.
It is.
Or I guess it's the next, you know, Doug.
Right, it's right next to the pinky. Good
The one that does, it's the one that does nothing. It's the most useless of all.
Look down at your hands.
Yeah.
Is the ring finger, it is the most useless of all fingers, though.
Yeah, you can't even
especially
do
on your
it.
Offhand. If you're right-handed, your left ring finger is the most useless of all fingers. Like my pinky I could do stuff with, my middle finger, my pointer, my thumb.
It helps me display my love for my wife.
Is she listening right now? Oh,
I hope so.
No, I hope not after that barf.
She never listens. She knows better.
So this next one is for Oregon City Farmers Market in Oregon City, Oregon. 4 out of 5 stars, Amanda Kay said. One of the few year-round markets in the area. It's great. Excellent selection. Jennifer Z said 5 out of 5 stars. We love going to the OC Farmers Market. The vendor got to know us as a family, and they are very friendly as well. Karen R. has a different take. She says 1 out of 5 stars. We bought tomatoes here. 2 boxes, 25 pounds, $40 each. I thought it was kind of expensive, but I thought I'd give this place a shot. I'm new to the area and didn't know what the normal prices are. Well, the tomatoes were junk. They tasted terrible. I had to throw a lot of them out. It was really disappointing. She should have given me a discount. Well, apparently, the farm and the produce stand are separate. Not removing my review because they are right next to each other and have the same name. Maybe think of changing your name and how you do business. And then in parentheses, she added, the owner responded saying they don't even sell produce. They're actually an ice cream stand. And she asked me to not leave reviews for a produce stand on her post. Lady, Karen, you reviewed the ice cream stand that's next door screaming about tomatoes?
One job, Karen. One job.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, I guess this Alabama couple just wanted a bit of a thrill. They were taken to jail on Friday after authorities said they were caught having the adult relations in the police department parking lot.
What?
The Brookside Police Department Communication Center spotted the couple at 3:30 in the afternoon on the department's security cameras. The pair were in the vehicle parked outside, so officers didn't have to go far when they responded to the scene. The chief said he identified the occupants of the vehicle as Paula Garner and James Sanders, both of Center Point. As it turns out, Garner was scheduled for court-ordered community service Friday, stemming from an earlier criminal case. Sanders was her ride there. When the officers approached the vehicle, they noticed a strong odor of marijuana. The department's canine unit was deployed, and there, sure enough, is marijuana coming out of that car. The presence of illegal substance wasn't just limited to marijuana and drug paraphernalia. There was also a gun and meth inside of the car, too.
All right.
Not shocking.
The trifecta.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Maybe I'm a creep for saying this, but I mean, like, doing it somewhere where you're not supposed to be doing it, especially a police parking lot, there's something hot about that. But maybe not at 3:30 in the afternoon and not when you have meth and a gun in the car.
That just seems like an off time. Usually the sexy time is like either early in the morning or later at night. You know, like the mid-afternoon, like 3:30, that's almost rush hour.
What do you mean? That's like you got to get it in before dinner.
I mean, you should, but that never happens.
So, an Italian cyclist was trying to dodge the coronavirus lockdown fine, and I mean, it's not just in the United States that we have dumb people. Obviously, everything that's going on over in Italy is very serious, and they're taking the lockdown very serious as they have been for weeks now, and understandably so. They were approaching one cyclist, and so instead of just giving up because they were stuck there on their bike and had nowhere to go, the man decided that he was going to try to ride his bike into the ocean.
So how did that work out for him?
Okay. Not great. Made for a pretty good picture. He's there trying to pedal his bike, and then he hops off, and he's just wading around in knee-deep water holding his bike, and he's heard shouting, "I haven't done anything!" As he continues walking in the water, they're like, "Would you just come out of there and just take your fine? Like, come on, man. You're only making this worse for yourself." Another man is accused of going 100 miles an hour, and his claim is just one of the best that I've ever heard. It's a 51-year-old.
Was he on a bike also?
No, he was not on a bike. So he was in his car, and it was a 1996 Buick Park sedan.
Hell yeah, sweet Buick Park.
Yeah, he was solid here for the Buick Park. Driving erratically at high speeds. This is up on I-5 in the Seattle area, and people were calling 911 because they saw this car just flying all over the place. And sure enough, the cops caught up to him, and they go, "Hey, man, what are you doing? You're going over 100 miles per hour, and you're just swerving all over the place." Troopers said they clocked him at 109. When they found him, the state troopers found a dog in the driver's seat next to the man. So when they pulled him over, he switched places with his dog, and he said that he was teaching his dog how to drive.
Classic mistake. Jeez. He's just, man, my pooch has got to learn how to drive for me, man. Oh my gosh.
They said that he was allegedly under the influence of a large number of drugs.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Gotta find a DD.
I mean, I've heard of like switching seats with your significant other or something like that, you know, if you get pulled over or a friend or whatever, but your dog, please tell me he flipped himself into the passenger seat.
Oh, man.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is some medical fetish sites out there for the adult movies, and they are actually donating their entire stock of scrubs after being contacted by health officials. So sure enough, there is a severe shortage of basically all things medical related around the world. This particular website over in the UK said that they contacted the National Health Service, contacted the website MedFet UK, like as Medical Fetish UK. And they asked them, "Hey, do you have any extra scrubs laying around?" And they're like, "As a matter of fact, we do." And so they donated them, which is kind of nice.
Who knew that that was a weird fetish?
Not I.
I mean, I guess there's a fetish for literally people, everything, but I still
probably,
just would never
people
imagine.
In the medical industry, right? I mean, or if you're
people
attracted
like
to
doctor.
That specifically. But yeah, I mean, it's like...
Oh, yeah, McDreamy or McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Oh, okay, Audrey, relax.
If you spent a lot of time in a hospital, I can get how maybe you'd be into that sort of thing.
No, I feel like it would be the exact opposite. Like, I actually hate hospitals, and I don't think that that would even be on my radar of fetishes.
You just said that Dr. McSteamy and Dr. McDreamy could both have their way.
In their civilian clothing.
Don't come over here unless you're wearing jeans, McSteamy. Yeah, right. So the world's largest spleen was removed from a man in Florida, and it was 9,000% larger than the average size.
Wow.
That means that the organ weighed almost 27 pounds, more than 12% of his total body weight.
Whew. Yikes.
Does anybody even know what the spleen does?
Just chills there, waiting to burst.
It filters something.
It filters your blood.
I have a liver.
Cellular waste.
I have a really big spleen.
From a
substance? I have something called bilirubin's syndrome, where like my bilirubin levels are really high, and my spleen is like three times the size of an average spleen.
I do that for William now, Ian.
Yes, he's all William.
I do that with my dog. Bilirubin, yeah. I do that with my dog. I give my dog lots of bilirubins.
God, so many bad puns. So this is an emotional time. So this is an emotional time for everyone really around the world, because they're just trying to figure out, you know, what's going on, and you know, a lot of people are advising you, if you feel like you need to cry, that you should just cry. And that's exactly the advice that this man took, only he wasn't emotional about what's going on with the coronavirus and all these people that are getting sick. He was emotional because he is convinced that he just saw Bigfoot. And Ian, this is not the first time in this particular area in North Carolina where Bigfoot has been sighted, right?
No, this is actually a hotbed for Bigfoot sightings, but just recently they've had four. So Bigfoot is definitely not practicing social distancing if he's going around all of these people. But yeah, four sightings within the last couple of months.
And this gentleman is an older fellow, probably in his 70s or so, and he was very emotional that he had the opportunity to see Bigfoot.
I know I saw Bigfoot. He was black. He was all bent over. He had big. His feet was real big.
Did it scare you?
Yeah. He was real tall. He had big hands.
Oh my God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Was he Tony Robbins?
He was real tall. And he gave me some inspirational words. I love it so much. Whatever floats your boat, man.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the PS5 is coming out, and they have just leaked the price. I don't know if they intentionally did it or not, but the PS5 is, and there's pre-orders that are reportedly being taken, $559.99. Now, I am not a, the one that's converted to, that's Canadian dollars. So when that's converted to U.S., that's $396, which
that's
makes it
normal.
Cheaper than the,
yeah,
$399 was the cost of the PS4. $396 is the price of the PS5. So the fact that it's actually coming in just, I mean,
Ooh,
barely.
You
but
get a coronavirus discount of a whopping $4.
Yeah.
$3.
$3, yeah.
Well, for the hardware that they are putting into the new PS5 and the kind of graphics capabilities that it's going to have, the fact that it's only $400 is pretty damn amazing. I mean, to buy a high-end graphics card right now, like you're looking for a PC, you're probably looking in the realm of, you know, probably $600 to $800 at least.
There's so many kids, mamas who are like trying to turn this off right now before their kids hear Mahoney trying to convince everybody in the world that they need a $400 gaming service right now.
Well, I mean, but if you think about like how much time you spend using it versus how much, you know, like enjoyment you get versus cost, you know, for me, video games are the best bang for your buck you can get. I mean, video game prices really haven't changed a whole lot since the 80s. Back in the 80s, video games were between $50 and $60 a pop, and video games in 2020 are now $50 to $60 a pop. And you think about the Nintendo costing $500 back in 1983 versus, you know, $500 for or $400 for the PlayStation 4 in 2020. That is a big difference in like how you know, like how far the money has come since then.
So one house in Texas is trying to lift spirits by putting out some clever signs. They are creative, colorful signs related to the coronavirus pandemic. So one said, love thy neighbor, .. 6 feet away. The other one said, this little piggy stayed home. And then a third one instructed people to please toilet paper my house.
Ah, I like that one. That's when they end up saying fork you, and then they fork his yard. Have you ever seen somebody's yard get forked?
No. Yes. What are you talking about?
My house has been forked before.
What?
It is.
I've forked many a house.
You did? Did you know this person that forked your yard?
It was always like a junior doing like senior pranks or something like that, or vice versa. Yeah.
The hormones do run high at that time.
So battle royale.
Basically, Dave,
they're forking everything they can.
If you don't know what forking is, basically what happens is you go to like Walmart and you get a bunch of, you know, plastic utensils, forks in particular, and then you stick as many as you can. You know, you get thousands of them, then you stick as many as you can in their yard.
I've never seen this. I don't even think that I've actually ever literally seen like a picture of that.
Oh yeah. I mean, if you envision plastic forks covering a yard,
everywhere.
It's really just what it is.
And our other favorite thing to do was during an election year, which, you know, it is an election year, when we were in high school, was to steal everybody's yard signs, which I feel like we see way, way fewer stakes in yards these days, but we would steal everybody's political yard signs and then go stake somebody's yard and throw, you know, 30 or 40 political signs at somebody's yard.
I don't know why it seems so satisfying, especially in this day and age with how crazy everything is with the politics, to just switch political signs in people's yards.
How
angry they would get.
They get so triggered.
So angry.
Everybody.
Yeah. everyone, regardless of what side that you sit on. This one, a Florida man was caught stealing hundreds of dollars worth of lingerie, women's lingerie, of course, from a Dillard's store. In an attempt to avoid arrest, he threw it all in his backpack while in a fitting room. Like, who let this guy into the fitting room with $800 worth of women's lingerie?
Well, they were probably excited. Yeah. They were probably just excited there was a customer in a Dillard's. We've hit it big. He's got $800 worth of women's lingerie.
Guess what this guy's name is? It's Ray Ray Long.
Hell yeah, Ray Ray.
Hell yeah, Ray Ray. Well, he took off
Ray
on foot.
Ray Ray Long needs to, if he's putting
is
on.
Is Ray his first name and Ray also his middle name?
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
gosh. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's Ray
also,
Ray Long.
I also really hate that his last name is Long and he's trying on lingerie.
Yeah, well, record show, they found $836.88 worth of lingerie inside of his backpack, and now Long is facing a long list of charges, including grand theft and resisting arrest without violence. Like, how is he resisting arrest without violence? Was he just, like, loudly complaining?
No.
No.
I'm not going. You can't.
Take your cuffs off me. No.
Let me bring the way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.